gentlemen, country music. Here's the fantasy fool. In 3, 2.
Every fantasy has one fool, but this one has two. And the greatest lesson in life is to know even fools are right. Sometimes.
Looks like the upper hand is on the other foot.
It's time for the Fantasy Fool Show.
Tell us, Pray-Doo.
Here's Brian and Mac.
Oh, yeah, here we go, Pray-Doo.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Good. I survived by apocalypse. I had the first time this season I won in all four of my leagues. So I was pretty happy about that. And I'm sorry to have have handed you a defeat in the Carpies League,
yeah,
but it wasn't
you.
Without a great effort since you basically had every Raven.
Yeah, I didn't have much choice. You know, things just have not gone my way recently and I don't even know what to do about it.
Yeah. One of the things, I mean, what an absolutely fantastic week. We had studs and duds galore, but how about that day by Justin Fields? Remarkable day. Lamar had a great night last night, just doing what he does. You know, it wasn't, point-wise, a Justin Fields night, but, no. You know, he looked good. He's still missing too many passes, and the receiving core was a complete utter dud, except for Isaiah Likely. But, you know, still. And how about some of these other great fantasy days? Austin Eckler, who I maintain still is, so far to this point, the fantasy MVP, along with Mahomes,
yeah.
I think. Mahomes and him are kind of neck and neck. How about that day by Mixon, too? It was just fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. And I was lucky enough to have him in two leagues,
really?
Which is great. Yeah. And Burrow had a good day, too, but the rest of the Bengals were pretty quiet, but they didn't need to really do anything. I mean, they just came out and absolutely hammerlocked the Panthers right out of the gate, and that was the end of it. And then, you know, all the Dolphins, if you invested in the Dolphins during bye week, all the Dolphins showed up, except, of course, you know it, Gesicki.
Right.
Mostert was barely okay. He was saved by a touchdown. Otherwise, he would have had a dud day, too.
I knew it the second I heard the fact that Jeff Wilson Jr. was going to go to Miami. Well, that's it for Mostert.
Yeah.
It's Jeff Wilson's job now.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think you're going to see that going forward. I think you're going to see more of a split backfield going forward as Wilson gets acclimated. And remember, too, the Dolphins head coach was the coordinator in San Francisco with Jeff Wilson, which is the reason why Wilson went to Miami.
It made sense.
Yeah, it does. Kirk Cousins, keeps chugging along, and the Vikings are having a great season. And that pickup of Hockenson was unbelievable. Just an absolutely great pickup. And, you know, that their matchup next week against the Bills is, you know, basically a four-star matchup, except Josh Allen's got an elbow problem.
Yeah.
And that's going to...
Yeah, who knows how that's going to play out.
Right. He still threw the longest throw in NFL history, and I think they said like 67 years.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah. And that was with the hurt elbow. But they'll take it easy with him. I mean, you don't want to ruin your franchise quarterback. They've got Super Bowl aspirations, but that was just a bad look against the Jets. Now, look, the Jets are frisky. They're kind of on the rise and playing hard for their coach. But on the other hand, if you're the Bills and you want to win the Super Bowl, you don't lose to the Jets. I don't care where it's at.
No, you can't do that.
You can play that game on the moon. You still don't lose to the Jets.
It's truly unfortunate.
You know, we had some great receiving days. A.J. Brown, what a great pickup by Philadelphia. That's why, you know, nobody's talking when people are talking about who are the Super Bowl contenders. You know, the Bills, the Chiefs, maybe the 49ers. And then all of a sudden the Eagles, who are still undefeated, by the way, are kind of like,
yeah,
people still don't talk about them, but they are loaded offensively.
Yeah, and a little bit on the defense there, too. They've got a very good, strong defense.
Yeah.
And really, I kind of put them above everybody else right now. I hate the Eagles just because I don't like how they treat Viking fans.
Yeah.
But maybe they're like that with everybody, so that's the only reason. And that's really not a reason to hate a team. Jalen Hurts is just playing football out of his Eagles' butt.
I mean,
it's just crazy.
Yeah. And I don't think, you know, now I think we have to actually start taking the Vikings seriously. I mean, I think they've got some really good wins. Yeah.
Than we were.
More so than we were. Their defense is still going to be a liability, but they can score with anybody. And even their defense is opportunistic, so it's not like they're in terrible shape. In a losing effort, Rondale Moore and DeAndre Hopkins played very well for the Cardinals. That's a nice offensive unit. They're going to score points every week, so if you've invested in them, you're in good shape. Juju Smith-Schuster seems to be emerging as the go-to receiver in Kansas City, although Mecole Hardman had a really nice day as well. Christian Kirk bounced back for the Jaguars. The Raiders are an absolute dumpster fire. And they are in terrible shape. And the only team that's in worse shape than they are is the Colts, who fired their head coach yesterday. The Colts can't score, which is terrible.
Really odd because...
You know, Jonathan Taylor's out. And yeah. A lot of people, including me in one league, Jonathan Taylor was my... I had the number one pick. I took Jonathan Taylor. He's done absolutely nothing for me. And I'm barely hanging on to, playoff periphery in that league. And I wish I would have taken Eckler. But wish, hindsight's always 20/20.
It is.
Finally, a good week for some tight... tight ends. Goddard had a great week. Hawkinson showed up, got him involved right away with the Vikings. Cole Kmet.
Finally.
Yeah, Cole Kmet. You had likely in the Carpies League. He was saved by a touchdown. Zach Ertz, Travis Kelce obviously is going to have a big week every week. But finally a little bit of tight end production during Bipocalypse. So, and then next week, some of those every week starter tight ends like Pat Freiermuth will be back in the fold. Speaking of duds, what is going on with Darren Waller, with the Raiders?
I don't know. I don't get it.
It is just – I mean, a 17-0 lead against the Jaguars, and they lose Josh McDaniels. I'm surprised that he wasn't fired as well. Why they're hanging on to him, I think this probably – they just want to give him a chance. I don't know. But NFL is a weird business in that the Raiders were a playoff team last year.
Yes, they
were. And they played really hard for that interim head coach. And I'm wondering if there's a little bit of a sort of locker room mentality where – the Raiders collectively aren't pissed off that they didn't retain that coach.
I see that because it's a little hard to like Josh McDaniels, even just
yeah.
Nothing against his person.
He's smug.
Yes, exactly right. When you watch him on the sideline, you watch him interact with people.
Yeah.
He's just not a face value likable guy.
There's a phrase for people like Josh McDaniel, and it is he thinks and acts like he's the smartest guy in the room all
True.
The time,
and True,
it really bothers people. It's a bad look. The Raiders are just in bad shape. Proud franchise, bounced around. It's their third home. Who the hell knows what's going on with that? Speaking of other dumpster fires, we mentioned the Colts, but man, what about the Packers? You can stick a fork in them; they're done. The Bills had a really quiet day, except for Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs. The Jets, of course, Michael Carter had a touchdown. Garrett Wilson, or two touchdowns maybe. No, one touchdown. Garrett Wilson is their go-to receiver. Really great day for him. Patriots defense looked really great, but anybody's defense is going to – the Bobcats defense is going to look great against the Colts right now.
Yeah, no doubt.
Ramondre Stevenson is looking to be a great pickup for those that got him because Damian Harris was scratched again. So the backfield is his alone. And Belichick is a creature of habit. Like, even if Damian Harris comes back, he does, for all of Belichick's genius and, making moves that nobody thinks he's going to make, he is a creature of habit. He will not go from the hot hand.
Right.
So he'll ride Ramondre Stevenson until the cows come home.
And that
same goes. He's having a little bit of a weird situation with the quarterbacks, but I think Mac Jones is the guy. He stuck with him this whole last game they won and so on and so forth. So I think going up against the Colts kind of got him into a little bit of a rhythm, even though he didn't have a fantasy good day. But getting him into a rhythm was really important for the Patriots. And the Texans don't do anything. Brandon Cooks was out because he's pouting because he wasn't traded. But their running back Damian Pierce is a great pickup. Welcome back Cordarrelle Patterson for the Falcons. Otherwise, they didn't do anything.
Yeah. Worth the zero the prior week for me.
And I've got Cordarrelle in three of my four leagues, and I left him on the bench. And, obviously, you can't lose either way because, he had a good day at 18 fantasy points, two touchdowns. But on the other hand, you wonder when they come off those injuries, are they going to just throw them right into the mix? Same thing with TJ Hawkinson. I did the exact opposite. I played him in leagues, and they got him in. The Vikings got him into the mix right away. I didn't know for sure what they were going to do with Cordarrelle. Were they going to get him?
Was a little tougher.
Yeah, and the same thing goes. I think if you've got the Lions, Amon-Ra St. Brown is back full strength, but DeAndre Swift, they still seems like they haven't taken the harness off of him. He's been used in measured doses, but it also doesn't hurt that they've got Jamal Williams, the running back, the former Packer.
Yep.
Yeah, he's a good running back, so they don't have to rush Swift back, and that's unfortunate for Swift owners because I think he was a relatively high draft pick. We mentioned the Ravens receivers, except for Isaiah Likely. They didn't really need it. They just ran the ball down uh, the Saints' throats. The Saints really stunk. Olave had a good day, but no touchdown. But their tight end, Juwan Johnson, in a tight end scarce league, is looking starting to emerge as like an every week starter. Mm-hmm. I would argue that he's an every week starter if you're very thin at tight end, and everybody's thin at tight end. Dalvin Cook did not have a big day, but again, the Vikings, that was kind of a weirdly scripted
game.
It
wasn't a big day for everybody.
Yeah, Jefferson had a big game. Thielen was okay, you know, that sort of thing. But, you know, it was just, you know, Hockenson. They got Hockenson involved right away, which was good to see.
I think they needed to do that.
Yeah. The Bears running backs and Chase Claypool, their newly acquired receiver, did not have a good day, but that's because Justin Fields put up 52 fantasy points.
Yeah, when you run for nearly 200 yards because your running backs really aren't getting the job done, you're really not looking to throw the ball anyway. Plus, I watched a little bit of the game, and Claypool just kind of looked like, well, I'm trying to get used to it. I think once he gets used to it and feels like he used to feel in Pittsburgh, then he and Mooney are going to offer something that Justin Fields doesn't have and hasn't had.
Yep.
And it may really pay off for Bears fantasy owners. Maybe not the team.
I think so.
But
yeah, for
fantasy
owners, maybe. You know, Darnell Mooney is a great I know you've invested in
him.
You know, and he, you know, as Fields gets stronger and evolves as a quarterback, they're not going to run him for 200 yards every week. But he is passing the ball better. And Darnell Mooney is the beneficiary of that. And I also think that they will have no choice because he's too good. They will get Chase Claypool involved.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, in my theory on the whole Chase Claypool thing, once the Bears picked him up, I went and grabbed Mooney instantly because, that's it. Mooney's going to be open a little bit more.
Yep.
And have some opportunity. It paid off for me this week, and I think he's a dude that I might just hang on to.
And that's an excellent. That is a really excellent strategy. And if you're listening out there, don't get gun shy. If, for example, Kadarius Toney, the Chiefs pick up Kadarius Toney, that's no reason to get worried about Juju and the other receivers.
Right.
And it's also not a reason to not pick up Kadarius Toney. They're going to get their looks in a pass-heavy offense. And so I just think don't get scared when some of these moving parts, you know, when players get traded to different teams and all that. I think Jeff Wilson is going to ultimately pay some fantasy gold down the stretch for the Dolphins.
So. Yeah,
you know, those types of things.
You know, with you mentioned the Kansas City Chiefs. I think MSV, Marquise Valdez-Scantling, he may be the one that's going to see a few points, and maybe some targets that just aren't going to be there. Because Kadarius Toney's going to be a guy.
Yeah.
He really is. He looked out of place. Man, and he's got to get to know the offense.
Yeah,
so,
100%.
You know, it is. But Miko, it's probably going to make him stronger. He's probably the waiver wire pickup. I had him and went, well, okay, maybe that was just a fluke, and I dropped him, and I picked up Darnell Mooney.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Speaking of which, you know, going back to the Vikings, I was in D.C. for work last week, and I was very surprised on my flight to D.C. How many Vikings fans were traveling to D.C. because my flight went through Minneapolis.
Sure.
And there had to have been, I was just kind of keeping an informal count in my head, there had to have been, it was one of those big jets, there had to have been at least 50 or so people on the flight in Vikings garb going to D.C. to watch the game.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
I didn't realize.
Fans will travel.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, take a break and be right back.
More of the Fantasy Fools, Brian and Mac, next.
Move aside and let the man go through. Let the man go through.
When it comes to selecting your seed corn partner, we know you've got a choice to make. At Wiffle's Hybrids, we've made a choice too. A choice to remain independent. A choice to remain farm family owned, a choice to stay American. So, when it's time for you to make your choice, make a statement. Plant your independence. Plant Wiffles.
End of year savings are happening at Farmers Implement and Irrigation. Now through December 16th, save $5,000 on your purchase of a New Holland 313 or 316 disc vine mower conditioner. If upgrading has been on your mind, now is the perfect time. For more information or to take advantage of this amazing offer, visit them online at farmersii.com or stop by Farmers Implement and Irrigation in Brookings or Watertown. Offer available on in-stock units while supplies last.
It feels good to be a gangster.
9:45, Brian and Mac. It's the Fantasy Fools. I heard this all weekend on TV. I can't get the drum beat out of my head. Yeah. I'm like, okay.
You know, Brian, I mean, the movie Office Space.
Yeah, right.
It's a great movie. All-time great.
And this song is, you know, it's not a song you want to certainly play on the radio because it's, you know, it's a song you don't want to play on the radio, but the beat is awesome. Like, okay, we're going to play that. So let's take a look at the top five here, starting with QBs. I see you've got my Week 10 quarterback listed up here as a top five.
Justin Fields?
Yeah.
Yeah, I picked him up in a couple of leagues. He was just sort of lurking around on the waiver wire. And,
yeah.
And I just think that, you know, now there's a phrase that, you know, you chase, you know, you pick up a player because they have a big week, and then the next week they sort of recede a little bit. But on a bye week, when I've got Joe Burrow in all four of my leagues, I have Kirk Cousins as a backup in a couple of leagues, and I was scrambling to find someone, and so I picked up Justin Fields. And I'll start him next week, so without hesitation. So,
and you want to hear my strategy on that? Yep. I saw Fields, was it last week? I'm like, you know what? I've got to have a Week 10 replacement for Lamar Jackson. I'm going to go with Fields, and I'm going to see, because I may decide to keep Fields in my starting quarterback position the rest of the year here.
Yeah.
That's why I picked him up.
No, he's really wonderful. I also like, you know, again, we've got some situations. Russell Wilson, I think you got to, if you're dealing with some bye weeks, if you've got Joe Burrow, for example, Russell Wilson, Matt Stafford has got to have a good week sometime, and if he can't do it against the Cardinals, he'll never do it. Jimmy Garoppolo, and I also like Kenny Pickett versus the Saints. I think the Steelers have had a bye week. They'll come back rejuvenated and ready to go. So I really like that particular that setup as well. Cordell Patterson, get him into your lineups right away. So and don't hesitate with that at all. Get him in there. I also think that Nyheim Hines will get involved more with the Bills.
I think so.
Especially if Josh Allen is banged up, they'll lean more on the running game. So I think that's something that you want to take a quick look at. Don't be fooled by the Bucs run defense.
No,
it's a mirage.
Horrible.
Don't bench Kenneth Walker the third. Okay, just leave him in your lineup. Don't even get cute. Get cute.
I studied it the last couple of weeks here, and Tampa Bay's defense is giving up plenty of fantasy points to the running backs.
And
big, but enough.
And you saw what Kenyon Drake did to the Saints last night. This is a good week to get Najee Harris into your lineup. Don't get cute there either, you know, and leave him on your bench. Donovan Peoples-Jones, I like any receiver against the Dolphins, you know, so get him in there for Cleveland. He's super fast and has averaged about 10 to 12 points a week, and that's an average. I mean, so he's done. He's been very consistent. I like Steelers' George Pickens against the Saints. Darnell Mooney, I like him every week as a great starter. I like Christian Kirk versus the Chiefs, even though the Chiefs have a stingy defense, but the Jaguars are going to be behind.
Yep.
What does that mean? Garbage time.
Yeah, garbage time. And garbage time is good. And that's Christian Kirk is a great garbage time guy.
Yep.
I wanted to pick him up. That was going to be my swap.
Yeah.
Because I had CeeDee Lamb on bye, and I thought, you know what? Let's go with Christian Kirk. Nope, hold on. Kadarius Toney.
Yep.
They're going to prove something, and I expected to throw the deep ball two or three or four times to him, and he was going to end up with a 70-yard touchdown, and it didn't happen, and it cost me 10 points, but oh well.
I like Curtis Samuel for the Washington football team at the Eagles. Now, the Eagles are also stingy, but the Eagles have the Bill Belichick philosophy in that they take away your best player, which means they'll take away Terry McLaurin, which will leave some looks for
And Heineke's looking down the field.
Yeah.
You know, he hit Curtis for a touchdown during the Vikings game. So
absolutely.
It's there.
Hockenson is now in your lineup every week. There's no doubt about that. You just are not going to bench him. He is an absolute machine. That is it can't be stated highly enough. That is an unbelievable move by the Vikings.
Oh, it's fabulous.
Absolutely fantastic.
They haven't had that caliber of a tight end since Kyle Rudolph and Kyle Rudolph in his younger years.
Yeah, and who talks about the NFL trade deadline ever?
Right.
I mean, nobody ever talks about that.
Right.
Except this year, you had some absolutely smash moves. There was none bigger than that one. And that's the kind of move that Mike Zimmer regime, they wouldn't have made that move. I like their new coaching staff. I like that they're being aggressive. I like that they're kind of just going out there with a chip on their shoulder every week. I can't believe I'm praising the Vikings, but I am.
And I wish somebody would have said something early because I dropped Hockenson. I'm like, you know what? I've got Dulcich. I'm going to go with it, and I'm going to grab Likely because I need a quarter – or a tight end. let's just do the deal. Yep. Hawkinson's not getting it done for me. Had I known, yep, I would have kept him.
And Dulcich also is a starter this week at the Titans. Yeah. Speaking of Dulcich, he's a Hawkinson clone. If you look at it, if you put them side by side in a police lineup,
really
they look alike, you know, long hair, the whole bit.
It's
and they're big guys, huge guys.
Yeah.
And I like, Gerald Everett at the 49ers, Zach Ertz versus the Rams, or at the Rams. And Cade Otton for the Bucs is good. And I also think Noah Fant is a sneaky play at the Buccaneers for the Seattle Seahawks. The Buccaneers are, their defense is good, but it's a bend but don't break defense. So they give up a lot of yards. Maybe not a lot of touchdowns, but they'll give up a lot of yards. So don't get cute with your Seahawks this week. Start all of your Seahawks. Start all of your Seahawks. They are on fire.
They're playing ball. Yeah.
And then defensively, the Chiefs are in a great spot versus the Jaguars. So if you've got the Chiefs, you're feeling pretty good. I hate to say it, it's a sort of plug your nose because they're the two worst teams in the league. But the Raiders' defense looks good against the Colts because the Colts can't score.
Right.
the Giants versus the Texans, the Titans versus the Broncos. I also like the Broncos versus the Titans. I think that'll be a relatively low-scoring game, though I think there will be some points.
Titans have a pretty tough D right now.
Yeah, I like the Steelers versus the Saints. You give Mike Tomlin a bye week to prepare. He's a defensive-minded coach, and I think they'll have a great week versus the Saints.
I have to agree. Let's take a break. We'll come back with waiver wires. We'll do the injuries and all that.
More of the Fantasy Fools next on The Ranch, AM 910.
There's a fire raging in Washington. Inflation is burning up our paychecks, our retirements, our savings. And extreme Jamie Smith wants to pour fuel on that fire. Here's Jamie Smith discussing his plan if elected governor to increase taxes.
I'm advocating for taxes on new things. We need more things to tax.
The reckless taxing and spending by Joe Biden and the Washington politicians created record inflation. But instead of offering solutions, Jamie Smith proposes doubling down with more taxes and more spending.
We need more things to tax.
Jamie Smith has always followed the liberal Washington elites. Smith joined with President Biden in calling for vaccine and mask mandates. And when Black Lives Matter riots set cities ablaze across America, Jamie Smith marched in their protest here in South Dakota, fanning the flames of Washington's bad ideas.
We need more things to tax.
Stop extreme tax and spend, Jamie Smith.
Paid for by Christie for Governor.
The panic button is for emergencies only.
Where's the button?
Here comes the meat wagon.
This is a class one emergency.
Well, that was a paid for spot. Anyway, let's see here. Let's get right into injuries. There are a few to,
The big one's that quarterback with Josh Allen. Keep an eye on him. Hopefully he's okay. Aaron Jones looks like he's going to be okay, but that the only Packer we're starting right now, and if he goes down, that's going to be nothing but trouble. Jonathan Stewart, nobody knows what's going on there. Damian Harris, nobody knows. Chuba Hubbard, nobody knows. Ankle, I guess. J.D. McKissick for Washington is out. Gus Edwards for Baltimore is out. Romeo Doubs, he's hurt. Looks like that's a dreaded high ankle sprain. Keenan Allen and Mike Williams just can't seem to get on the field. Josh Reynolds for Detroit. Johan Dotson for the Washington football team. When he gets back on the field, that'll make Terry McLaurin and Curtis Samuel even better because he has to be – Johan Dotson has to be covered. I mean, he's a great receiver. And then Evan Engram and Mark Andrews at the tight end position. You want to keep your eye on those folks. Mark Andrews, I do believe, was inactive last night, correct? He didn't suit up?
Yeah, right. I believe he was inactive.
Okay, yeah. Because I know that likely got the majority of the catches.
Yes.
So.
Yep.
But Mark Andrews will be back. When you're thinking about, who are you going to pick up this week? We've already mentioned Justin Fields. I also like Daniel Jones. I like Jimmy Garoppolo, Marcus Mariota, and Andy Dalton all at the quarterback position. Even though Andy had a bad night last night, if you're in a bye week situation, you've got to have somebody going for you. A lot of people are high on Isaiah Pacheco for the Kansas City Chiefs. I think he's a big part of their plans moving forward and definitely worth a waiver wire stash. Rashad White for Tampa Bay, I think, is worth a stash. I mean, some of these guys are like one injury away from becoming like the every down back.
They really are.
And in fantasy, if you can afford that roster spot, that's like, playing the lottery, right?
Yeah.
And you don't want to wish misfortune on a player ever.
No.
And that's certainly not what you're doing, but it's also, you have to be realistic that if a player does go down, it's the next man up. And if you've got that player who's the next man up, that could be, that's a really good strategy for you to follow. Dontrell Dontrell Hilliard, speaking of next man up for Tennessee Titans. Kylan Hill for Green Bay, next man up. Jeff Wilson, we mentioned, for Miami. Receiving-wise, Terrace Marshall for Carolina looks to be a part of their plan moving forward. If Wandale Robinson from the Giants is on your waiver wire because somebody had to drop him because of the Giants' bye week,
yep,
definitely target him to pick up. He's a big part of their plan moving forward. Darius Slayton is too. Jarvis Landry is going to come back from injury at some point, and Odell Beckham Jr. is going to get cleared, and some team's going to sign him. So he could be instrumental, and I guess maybe sniffing around the Packers. Some of these wide receiver desperate teams are gonna take a look at him. If Dulcich at tight end is on your waiver wire, he shouldn't be, but if he is, pick him up. I also think you can stash Foster Moreau because God knows when Darren Waller is going to come back on the field. It's a hamstring injury. The Raiders are doing nothing. They're an absolute disaster. They're not going to make the playoffs. He may not see the field again. And if he does, that hamstring could go at any second. So I dropped Darren Waller. I can't believe I said that. But I've dropped Darren Waller. I'm not going to waste my time with it anymore. And of course, I did that. And now next week he's going to put up 40 points. Cole Kmet for Chicago. You're chasing last week's performance, but again, as Fields gets better, passing game.
Yeah, they can only all get better,
100%.
Including the running game.
Yep.
But I just think Herbert's probably going to end up shining a little bit more.
Tyler Conklin for the Jets and Noah Fant for the Seahawks. Noah Fant had a good week last week. He didn't have a touchdown, but he had 90 yards and five or so receptions. That's a good day. 14 points, 100%.
Yes, exactly.
For a desperate tight end situation. Defenses next week: Denver, New York Giants, Raiders, and Steelers. I like all of those defenses next week, so if they're out there on your waiver wire, pick them up.
One note on Hollywood Brown. It looks like he could come back in week 11 there. If he's sitting around, you may want to grab him real quick, because I know some people like me, I decided I was going to put on my on IR and just leave him there. And
that's an interesting observation, because if he does come back, now the Cardinals haven't had a great season. They've had some wins. You know, they just got beat at home by the Seahawks, but the Seahawks are having an unbelievable season. They are the other great story in the NFL as well.
We're coming up in the 2-minute warning.
That's the 2-minute warning.
2-minute warning.
2-minute warning.
2-minute whistle blows, it's your ball game.
Sorry, the clock always interrupts you there, but go ahead and finish your thought there.
Oh, no, I was just going to say that Seahawks are the other great story in the NFL this year besides the Vikings. Yep. I mean, they're just having a great season.
And who would have thought that, because they started out, they stunk. Their defense was horrible. Their offense was not good. Everything was just kind of bleh those first 2-3 games, and all of a sudden they came on and started playing football on both sides.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, you want to hear a little bit of odd trivia?
Yeah.
Do you know who Pete Carroll talks to regularly? Former head coach of the Vikings, Bud Grant. Yes. They have a friendship, and they talk almost weekly.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that's really interesting to see. And both of those teams are having great seasons. So there's your factoid tidbit of the week, folks.
knowledge. It only makes sense because you look at Pete Carroll, and he always grabs a Viking or two when they're available.
Yeah.
You ever notice that?
100%.
It does.
It's going to be a fun – I think as we kind of reach the midway point and we get into the home stretch here, it has been it's been an upside-down, topsy-turvy season. It's been very frustrating. But if you're an NFL fan, even if your team's not doing well, you have to like the way that the league has sort of shaped up this year. You've got a bunch of surprises. And I really think that there are – we used to say, like, maybe in the first couple of weeks it was like the Bills, the Chiefs, and then everyone else, right? It is wide open.
Yes, it
is. I think anybody can beat anybody right now.
Yes, I really do. I think it's going to be fun. I can't wait. One email from Bridget. Her team name, Carpy's High Point Scorer, wink, PPR League. And Bridget says, tight end troubles, is Higbee worth keeping? Laying goose eggs left and right. D. Waller is my other option, but he's injured and unremarkable too. Shop around.
Look for somebody like Foster Moreau.
Yeah, Hayden Hurst.
And Hayden Hurst, 100%. Hayden Hurst is out there on a lot of waiver wires.
Yeah, he's averaging 8 points. Bengals.
Dulcich is available, you got to pick him up as well. There are some sneaky tight ends out there that just sort of lurking around.
Yeah, Bridget, I've got a tight end, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it. Goodbye.